On a recent Sunday afternoon, I walked up and down Franklin Avenue for a free public event called Open Streets. I heard bands performing and the music of a parade. I smelled the delights of Powell Grounds outdoor kitchen and saw people from the Minneapolis American Indian Center, NYA Center School, Dream of Wild Health, and the Hennepin County Library, just to name a few.
Open Streets is through the city of Minneapolis, and really what it is like an organized block party. So the businesses have an opportunity to really showcase like what they're all about.
I spoke with Allison Waka, who is the community liaison for the Hennepin County Library and works specifically with the Native community.
Well, Franklin Avenue has the American Indian Quarter, which is a lot of Native-owned businesses and organizations and clinics. It has everything to support the Native community.
The Ave was transformed into a car-free community building space between Portland Avenue South to 27th Avenue South, which is about 1.7 miles. The American Indian Cultural Corridor covers about half of that span. The library hosted several Native artists, made books available outside, and held art-making activities. They even had a giant chess set for people to play.
I think what the library now is really trying to do, especially with my position, is to let not only that let the Native community know that Franklin is here to support them in any way possible, but also to let the neighborhood know that there is a Native community here. I think a lot of times we are invisible and just go unnoticed. And so today I really wanted to feature Native artists and to show the neighborhood that we are here and the library supports them.
For Minnesota Native News, I'm Leah Lem.